This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Whys and wherefores. I guess why could be W-H-Y-S or W-I-Z-E, because we have wise people and they can go through the whys and wherefores of what's going on today. Thursday, the 18th of April, the year of our Lord, as they say, Anno Domini 2019. They say that. I don't say that. Actually, this is the year 4,837,000,000. No, wait a minute. 4,837,000,000,000, 14,235,818. That's what this year is. You know that, Victoria? That's the year.
Is that real, or did you just make that up?
Would I make up something like that, please? Please.
No.
Please. So this is the DJV program continuing on into the day. Jennifer has a yuckabunga voice problem and has deserted us. Doggone it. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. Names in the news today. Holden Matthews. Holden Matthews. Sounds like, what was the catcher in the rye was Holden Caulfield. Remember
Caulfield,
him?
Yeah. Read
catcher in the rye?
Oh, everybody has.
Holden. Yeah. Yeah. It's not a frequently used name. It's kind of like Dudley. He's the fellow suspected of setting the fires in the black churches in Louisiana. Now he's facing hate crime charges that seem to be appropriate. The district attorney there for the area filed the charges against him, in addition to the arson charges he's already facing. So does he have a lawyer? Not clear on what somebody who comes at problems like this doesn't seem to have. A lot of times these guys don't have any money, so they have to have a public defender.
His dad is a sheriff or something. I'm sure he's being represented.
Right.
Represented,
yeah.
Because this was such a surprise when they discovered that he had his parents or that his father had a law enforcement connection. I think that made it really extra worse. It's already terrible what he did, but having that connection, I think, made it just salt in the wound.
He pled not guilty, Victoria, to the charges against him.
So he definitely has a lawyer then.
Yeah, he's been denied bond. The fire marshal says he was influenced by black metal music. So is that like Metallica, only
no.
Black? What is that? What is black
metal? No. It's a subset of heavy metal. Apparently it started in the 80s, and it was prominent in Scandinavia, and it's racist and homophobic, and apparently the lyrics talk about burning down black churches and churches where minorities go and things like that. So that's what they're talking about when they call it black metal. It's not listening to Iron Maiden or anything like that. It's not mainstream at all.
Okay. A little awkward there. Another name in the news. Let's get the bad stuff out of the way. That Florida teenager who was armed, forced his way into Colorado school districts. As a matter of fact, yesterday.
Oh, that was a woman. That was the girl.
Is she? Oh, that's right, too. It was a girl.
Yeah.
So where did I get the, why was I thinking there was some guy involved? Yeah, we were talking about this girl yesterday, but we said we weren't going to name her. That was it.
I think we said her name yesterday. She didn't do, she threatened things.
She didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Well,
she took her own life before.
Yeah.
Which
right,
is
so
very
what do we
sad. Mental illness, obviously, is at play once again.
I was having dinner with somebody last night, and that was one of the main subjects of conversation was how elusive good mental health treatment is in our country these days. I went through a processing plant for marijuana up in Maine, and it was very interesting to see how all of the things are being processed and what's happening to have people. I was watching. It was a retail establishment as well. Yeah, medical marijuana is legal.
Medical. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So this was a medical processing facility. It was quite. I have said very openly here that on my farm, we're going to grow cannabis and also hemp. And I think hemp is going to be, frankly, at the end of the day, more productive and more helpful. And that's really the reason I'm focusing on it as much as I am, giving it a thumbs up all the way around. But watching how the stuff is processed and realizing, you know, you grow. I hadn't actually, as far along as we are in putting all this together, I'd never been in a grow facility before. It's, the lights are very bright.
Greenhouses, was it, or indoors?
Sorry?
Was it greenhouses, indoors, or
no, no,
out
this was a warehouse.
And...
No, this, you can't grow cannabis outside. It's illegal no matter where. You can grow it, but you can't grow it. It's something that you, that would respond to the sun. Some greenhouses, there are a couple of greenhouses being built in Massachusetts to grow it, but it's only a seasonal crop. You can't, in that circumstance, you can't grow it during the wintertime because there's not enough light. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing is putting the lights into the building. And so I talked to the fellow about who uses the product. That was more my question or concern. Who, what ages? Interesting, the people that I saw in the store, they were all 20 or 30-something women. He is a provider because he has a license from the state to be a, he's a, not a doctor, but he has, he's a consultant, and people who are given a card by a doctor come to him to discuss what it is that they're supposed to be taking. And many times the people who come are folks who have cancer. Although what I was, once I read some of the literature, again, I'm sort of, I'm trying to educate myself. In the normal world, I wouldn't do this because I'm not interested in smoking it. I don't like even the smell of it. I'm not, you know, but there were so many. I was educated. Brendan, my son, who's brought me along into thinking that this was an appropriate thing to do on the farm, he's been a drug and alcohol counselor, but I've never, you know, he doesn't want to talk about the people. Once in a while, I learn from him, not who, but the ages of the people that he's working with. And with him, it's people who are using things illicitly, and there's no benefit to it. It just is a way for them to express their anger, usually at their parents. And so that's a whole different world of using the product. In this circumstance, the medicinal stuff was aimed at helping people who either precancerous or had cancer, and the things that are developed from the marijuana that actually treat certain types of cancers. All that stuff is legal in Maine because they've done the research up there. The research has been done everywhere. And the same sort of thing in Massachusetts. The number of states that medical marijuana is legal in now, I think, is 24 or 26. By half the country, you can get medical marijuana. And it's because it's been proven to have such fabulous impact on disease. It either helps you deal with the pain, or, in fact, this fellow prepares capsules that have the THC and the other things in it, and you take them before you go to bed, and it attacks the cancer cells. And if you get at it early enough, it has a fabulous track record of keeping people from dying from cancer. A lot of times people get to it too late because they've gone through the process, the, you know, the regular process. But at any rate, the reason I'm talking about it is because many of the people he felt, and he sort of convinced me of the same thing. Again, Maine has different rules. That we all the states we live in all have different rules. Sometimes they copy or are close to other states in terms of what's been successful. But in Maine, they are very concerned about the mental health of people who, for whatever the reason, become antisocial and do the kind of stuff that we're talking about. We just talked about with these first two people. And so marijuana is used, apparently, to calm people down as much as anything else, or to get them not off of what may be their thinking, but you can't substitute that stuff for good mental health in terms of discussing, addressing, figuring out what the problems are.
Yeah, therapy is obviously the number one way to address all these issues.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if they die, if they give you a medical marijuana card if you have mental health problems. I've never heard that.
I would guess no to that.
I'm not sure. I know my uncle who just passed away while you were in Ireland. Actually, he wasn't eating because he had liver cancer and it was affecting his stomach. And so in New Jersey, medical marijuana is legal. And so he had marijuana pills that were prescription.
That's what this guy mostly makes.
That helped him stimulate a little bit of an appetite where, you know, when he just really couldn't eat or anything. He didn't even want water. So it helped a little bit for the last few months of his life. But it does have so many uses. And I'm glad that the stigma, I think, is being lifted a bit.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Difference,
and the education of the difference between hemp
is important,
and marijuana is also something. And again, I'm going through the educational process myself because I want to know. People are already asking me things about it, and because we're not, this fellow grows it and produces it and sells it. We're not doing any of that. We don't sell on the farm. It'll be sold wholesale to the people that are opening stores all over. Well, they're not all over the place. Interestingly enough, the state has quietly decided there should be three focal points in Massachusetts for growing a sort of marijuana hubs, if you will. And the town I live in, Framingham, is one of them. New Bedford is the other, one of the other ones in Springfield. So there will be a lot of concentrated.
They will be the dispensaries, is that what you mean?
We have six dispensaries that are going to be opened in Framingham. I think
six
there are,
in one town? Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot.
Well, it is, and that's because, again, the focus here. I think six are in New Bedford, six or eight. Springfield, eight, I think, or ten. But I mean, there'll be these small towns. We've talked about these when they first opened up here in Massachusetts and some other communities as well. And I remember talking a number of years ago about the first one that opened up in Colorado. And the experience there was about the same as it was here in Massachusetts. The first day they were open, it was a horrible rainy day. It's a little town. Leicester, Massachusetts, probably got maybe 6,000 people that live there. And the shop opened up between a tractor supply store and the police station. That's where and there was a line. There were 4,000 people in a line at 4 o'clock in the morning before they opened at 8:30 that morning. And that's the lines, even
that's
though
amazing.
There are more stores open, their lines are continuing. And it's just it's a very interesting phenomenon. And also very interesting to look at some of the legal ramification or why people don't want you to have it and use it, and it's always pretty much the
there's a lot of fear mongering.
So, oh yeah, my God, yes, yep. All right, here's something that may deal with some of your fears. If you're struggling to get back into shape, you're worried about your body as you get a little bit older, you don't have as much drive, you don't get up with that get up and go attitude, maybe your performance doesn't work so well for you either. Solution Time, S-O-L-U-T-I-O-N, for Y-O-U. One thing you learn as you get older is it gets harder to stay in shape. Amen to that. Keeping up my daily routine isn't so easy as it used to be, and I'm guessing for you it may be the same thing whether you're a man or a woman, but this product pretty much is aimed at men. Nugenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X. Nugenix does help in making you feel. It gives you energy. The product has a lot of patented and natural things that are in it that will help you focus at work, help you focus in the gym, help you focus on love. Nugenix has high levels of testosterone. That plays an important part in helping you fellas preserve your energy and performance. Nugenix will maximize your energy, increase lean muscle mass, and boost your libido. Wellness. The restoration of wellness. Now, that is important. So this is the tool to revive your confidence, boost your energy like never before. Nugenix can provide you with a free bottle, complimentary bottle. Nugenix can be in your mailbox before you know it. Text FORCE to 321-321. Yep, 321-321. Just type in F-O-R-C-E, and then they'll ask you some information, your address, that sort of thing. So let's get you on the road to confidence. Let's get you on the road to being in shape. Text FORCE to 321-321. It's a good tool. It's good. It's something that works. FORCE. Text FORCE to 321-321 for your free bottle of Nugenix. 21 after here on the DJV program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a fact that I think we've all accepted. Madonna is a viable force in the music industry, the entertainment industry, right? You can get away from that. So, I think yesterday we were talking about her new album and dropping a tune. We didn't have the tune yesterday, but we have it today called Medellin. There's been a lot of teasing going on. This was a new collaboration for her. She's working with Colombian singer Maluma. Is that how you pronounce this person's name? Looks
I
like
believe
her.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Madonna gave
a really big deal in Colombia.
Yeah. Well, it's been pretty. Whenever Madonna does anything anywhere in the world, it seems to be a pretty big deal. She gave an interview to explain how the reggae style collaboration came together with Maluma. Quote, I met him backstage at the MTV Video Music Awards, and he was very sweet. And I heard from his manager that he wanted to collaborate with me. So my producer and I started listening to his music more closely. I liked all that he does.
Reggaeton.
Is that what it's called? Reggaeton?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like it's a different version of reggae. It's got more of like a club beat to it, which you can hear in the song.
Yeah, so. You can hear the club stuff here, for sure. So as it turns out, they got along very well. As she said, he's so great to work with, one of the most easygoing, open, warm, generous people. Doesn't leave the studio until the work is all done. He has great work ethic. I adore him. Nothing but great things to say about him. So what does that mean? She's going to do the mambo with him? He tends to mambo a lot with people.
He's probably about 40 years younger than she is. Not that that's ever stopped Madonna before.
No, like Cher.
Good for her.
Same thing with Cher. Yeah, right. On Instagram, Maluma shared a video of himself crying inside a car after the song was released. He wrote, quote, impossible to contain my tears and emotions after hearing this. You don't know the happiness and what this represents in my life. It's a good thing to dream. I told you so. So
it's
it
pretty
is.
Cool considering, I mean, Madonna is an icon all over the world, and the fact that she just met this guy that really probably not many people in the U.S. have heard of, and then she did a song with him. That's amazing.
Great boost to his career.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh,
and
huge.
I'm not being facetious about the mambo portion of it either. 26 after the hour in the DJV show. Victoria, Kara, Doug, and you focusing now on Motown music, where they thought about Berry Gordy. Looked out at the audience at the 60th anniversary tribute for his groundbreaking record label, saw his dream of making music for all the people fulfilled. Gordy told the packed crowd at the Microsoft Theater at Motown 60, a Grammy celebration, that he wanted his label to bring people together from all walks of life through a legacy of love. This concert, which actually took place, was it last month?
I think it was last month, yeah.
Yeah. Hosted by Smokey and Cedric the Entertainer. I don't get what he, other than the fact he's black, he's not a singer, so I don't know what he was doing there. But anyway, they had a big lineup with Stevie Wonder, John Legend, Diana Ross, Meghan Trainor, Tori Kelly. By the way, this is going to air this Sunday, Easter Sunday, on CBS. And I'm thinking, although I didn't go to it, I went to the Aretha. The concert there was in January. They aired in March. It was awful. It wasn't bad on the air. They cleaned it up, but it was a terrible in-person.
It was like okay on TV, though. Yeah, okay. It wasn't great.
Yeah. So hopefully this will be better. Yeah, right. Gordy says, "My dream come true." He started Motown 1959. Built a roster. Marvin Gaye, who's right here. Michael Jackson, Temptations, Creams, Diana Ross. His label paved the way for the Motown Museum to be built in Detroit, first headquarters of Gordy's music empire. Stevie, the Supremes, Miracles, and other performers recorded their hits there. And then they moved to California in 1972. So, congratulations. Let's watch this Sunday on CBS.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Calitrin is the number one healthy choice for weight loss. You've heard us talking about this for a long time here on the program. And Calitrin, speaking of long times, has a lot of success behind them, 20 years to be exact. It's all natural, drug, and stimulant-free. And Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein. That's important because that's been proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss. You don't need to take Calitrin a bunch of times. You don't have to walk around town with a whole sack of supplements. Nope, you take Calitrin once a day, right before you go to bed. Calitrin works while you sleep. It won't give you the jitters. It won't keep you awake. And it won't cause an upset stomach like a lot of the other products that are out there on the market. Go to toploss.com and use the promo code DJV. Get better sleep. Shed pounds. What could be better than that? With Calitrin, get your 90-day supply today and get another 90 days free plus free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. Go to toploss.com. That's toploss.com and use the
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're hours away from the release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report on the Russia investigation, but there's already controversy. As the chairman of the House Judiciary Panel says, Attorney General William Barr should just let the 400-page report speak for itself, though Barr is planning a news conference about 90 minutes before the report's to be made public.
The Department of Justice has informed the committee that it will receive a copy between 11 a.m. and noon, well after the Attorney General's 9:30 a.m. press conference. This is wrong.
Taiwan's been rocked by a strong 6.1 magnitude earthquake on its east coast a short time ago. No immediate reports of injuries or fatalities. Police say they've arrested an emotionally disturbed man who tried to go into St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City last night carrying two cans of gas. This is USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust. Come in now during our Stock the Shop event and save up to 25% off select tools and accessories from DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Like $40 off a Bostitch 16-gauge finished nail gun now for just $139. For your next job and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/21. See store for details. U.S. only.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Catch up conversationally on what's going on around America and around the world. This is the DJV program, your first check-in. Perhaps many of you for the first time are tuning into what's going on around the world today. Jen is off because she got
allergies this week. Awful. She's got allergy problems. I had allergy problems last week. It's so bad. Oh.
I'm getting it. Same stuff. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. She's responsible for a lot of good things that come out of your speaker, whether it's when we're on the air live or when you listen to our podcast. The most recent one has us talking about our stories regarding Notre Dame and what happened there with the fire this week. Also, we talk about the Boston Marathon and the winners, Tiger Woods and his win. Plus, he gets the Medal of Freedom from the president. That's a conversation and a half. The ladies freak out over the NSYNC reunion at Coachella. story about how well Mark Cuban is doing now after his heart surgery for his AFib. And then there are more people jumping in the presidential race. We talk about that. Check out the podcast. It changes all the time at djvshow.com. The podcast at djvshow.com. Follow us also on social media, For example, go to facebook.com/DJV Show, Twitter at DJV Show, Twitter at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Shillen, at Doug Steffen, the DJV Show. You got to get show in there, DJVShow.com, which now focuses on the release, the full release, or at least as much as you're going to get, of the Mueller report. What actually is the latest cause? It comes out later today, I think, right?
It does. Today's the day. And so there are apparently there will be two versions of the redacted Robert Mueller report that will be released to the public. One is the full redacted version, and then the other will eventually go to a limited number of members of Congress with fewer redactions, according to the Justice Department. And that's what that was the report that they gave last night. Some of the redactions in the Mueller report will be because of the gag order in the case involving Republican activist Roger Stone. And this is, again, coming from the Justice Department. They want to clarify why some of the report will be redacted. Prosecutors say they're making these redactions so not to potentially prejudice a jury. And so Stone has pleaded not guilty to the charges that he faces, and he's headed to trial. So that makes sense why anything involving him at this moment will need to be redacted. And then prosecutors, they say, will secure the less redacted version as he goes to trial, and it won't be available immediately to them, but it will, they say, in an appropriate setting, it will have some limited access to the prosecutors and some members of Congress and their staff.
Who defines appropriate setting?
I'm assuming the Department of Justice and William Barr, the Attorney General. One of the other interesting things is that Barnes & Noble has done a pre-order that you can actually get a free download of the Mueller report. Isn't this so bizarre that here we are in 2019 and you can get a free download of the Mueller report? It's just... Oh, it's hilarious.
Who'd want to read through all? I mean, I suppose
apparently a lot of people have interest in this, it's 400 pages or something, isn't it? It's a huge report. So if you want to read a book that has a lot of missing pieces, go for it. So,
and then after that, you can download the IRS code that's 60,000 pages. You want to read that after the Mueller report? Look at the IRS rules and regulations. Download those as well.
Well, it's funny because Barnes & Noble has, they've been tweeting about this, and they actually have a cover to it that says the Mueller report, and it says the U.S. Special Counsel's report.
I thought there was only one Barnes & Noble left. How many Barnes & Nobles are there?
Well, online they still have a pretty decent business, but I think the brick-and-mortar stores are, a lot of them have closed. There's one in the mall near me here in New Jersey, but
there's one here.
Are still left.
Well, there's a couple of them around me, Yep, they are. So
you can pre-order this now, and you can read the 400-page. If you have a Barnes & Noble Nook, which is the e-reader that is made by Barnes & Noble, you can have that delivered today as soon as it's available. So
I gave one of those to Jennifer 4 or 5 years ago for Christmas. So she'll have it right there.
Yeah, you can read all 400 pages in bed.
Wow. Very exciting. Today is Maundy Thursday. Maundy Thursday, celebrate every year. Thursday before Easter, tomorrow's Good Friday. It's known more in my neck of the woods as Holy Thursday, or some people call it Covenant Thursday, Thursday of Mysteries. It depends on your tradition. Maundy refers to the foot washing Jesus provided the apostles just for the Last Supper, which takes place according to stories, legend. That's what tonight is about. That's what really Maundy Thursday is about, is the Last Supper. And tomorrow, Good Friday, special masses and prayers. Some people have the day off even. Easter Sunday. I'm actually going to go, first time for a long time, I'm going to an Easter supper with my children. Well, actually, Brendan's not going. Brendan's going to a Seder with somebody. We keep it ecumenical.
Megan on Sunday?
Is taking me, tonight or, no, what's tomorrow night? Friday night, the Seder, Passover Seder. And then there's something going on Sunday, too. I don't know what it is, but anyway. That's the story of us all understanding that there are different religions, but it's very interesting because there's something going on in the Muslim calendar this week. And I'm so amused by all of the fussing. When you get right down to it, I've told this story any number of times on the air about how all the three major religions of the world were founded within 4 square miles of each other in Jerusalem, and how well they all get along working within the walls of the city of Jerusalem today. It's outside the politics and the nonsense that goes on with people who want power and control. They don't allow any of that inside the walls of Jerusalem. So everybody gets along. And they all acknowledge and respect the traditions of the other churches or the other religions that are there. So there'd be a lot of people paying a lot of attention even now as we speak to Maundy Thursday tradition, because it's coming up. It's late in the afternoon in Jerusalem now. It just points out how nonsensical all of this fussing and fighting is, really. Maundy Thursday goes back to here in our country. Actually, the Church of England created coins that were handed to parishioners on 1822 to mark this day. The coins replaced the real currency that was previously given to parishioners as charity. And then in 1945, on the day the bombing of Manila took place, the folks in the Philippines commemorate the 7 churches that were destroyed when Manila was bombed in 1945. Fast forward to 1979, Maundy Thursday, the Book of Common Prayer called the Chrism, published in Britain, calling for the Chrism Mass to be consecrated by Anglican bishops there. And then this year, because of what happened at Notre Dame, Prime Minister May announcing plans to ring the bells of Westminster during the day today, a show of support for France following the fire. And as we all have talked about a little bit here and there, one of the side stories is that there are plans going on in England, in London, to rehab a lot of Westminster and to rehab the, I think between the two, Buckingham Palace and Westminster, it's like billions of dollars they're spending. And that's the same sort of thing going on in Notre Dame. You're always at risk when these modern tools come in, especially if there's grinding on a stone or steel. The sparks could do any number of things, because that wood is, some of it's 1,000 years old. And it's really, it sounds even silly to say, it's really dry. So it's going to be subject to that. But anyway, it's good to pay attention to and show respect for what goes on days like today, even if you don't have that religion in your focus. It's time for what Paul Harvey used to call shop talk. Before we get to the television news, I have an interesting story about, and this begs a conversation, Victoria, about something that both of us talk about with a degree of aplomb. This story goes back to a couple of weeks ago. The mainstay on the mornings at St. Louis Public Radio, a fella been around for a long time named David Marsh, took himself off the air. He was called in. He did an interview with a lady that apparently visits with him from some museum. You know, PBS, they dig around a lot and stuff like that. So he was interviewing somebody on his morning program at St. Louis Public Radio, and he said to the lady, "Oh, you look great today." So after the show was over, the general manager called him into his office and said, "We don't want you to refer to somebody of the opposite sex as someone who looks good." The guy says, "Huh?" And they said, "No, it's inappropriate to refer to her physical appearance." So the guy said, "Okay, I quit." So he walked out the door, and that was the end of him. And the people in St. Louis, this guy's apparently very, very popular, and they just said, And so he was supposed to get an award, a Lifetime Achievement Award from Public Radio, and he says, "I'm not taking that from you. If accepting the award means that I'm going to, in essence, agree to your chastising me because I told somebody they look great, and I guess I go back to, well, how far does this go?"
But you, what exactly did he say? Because I feel
he
like
said,
the devil's
quote
in the details
unquote,
here.
"Quote unquote, you look great." That was what he said to this person. That's it. And the manager called him into the office. So this was on the air. This wasn't something off. This guy's been there, I think, at this station for like 40 years or something. So I just I bring it up not because I want to have an extended conversation, but I think some of this stuff's getting ridiculous. The focus on Alex Trebek, who has signed off on Jeopardy for the summer As most of you know, he's got a real serious battle going on. He ought to be going to some marijuana shop to get treatment.
He may already. I don't know what his treatment is.
He says he'll be back. This is the last day of taping for the season. He says, quote, despite what you may have heard, I'm feeling good. I'm continuing with my therapy. And we already are working on our next season, the 36th year of Jeopardy. I think he's 75, 76, somewhere in there. And he's been hosting this show for at least 30 years, almost since it began. I know that there was the guy who actually...
Oh, he wasn't the original?
Host. No. The original was Art Fleming, who was a game show host of note when this first came out. Ed McMahon did it for a year, too, if I remember correctly.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I think he did three or four game shows, and I thought he did this, but I know Art Fleming did it. Anyway, he says, I look forward to seeing you once again in September with all kinds of good stuff. So he's got a good attitude. Stage 4 pancreatic cancer, though, is not that's not a great diagnosis for your future. He's 78, sorry. Started with Jeopardy in 1984.
Boy, he looks amazing for 78.
Yeah,
I think he looks a little drawn now. Well, he looks a little thin now, but he released a video telling everyone, "I'll be back in the fall, and thank you for all of your kind words and everything."
Yeah,
but you would never know. He looks like he's in his 60s. You would never know that he's in his late 70s. Wow, good for him.
Taking good care of himself. Yes, he has. All right, so what do we have on television tonight, Victoria, to look forward to?
Well, if you're a fan of DJ Pauly D and Vinny from Jersey Shore, they've got a brand new episode of Double Shot at Love, where the two of them are competing to find some lady friends. There's also a brand new episode on Fox tonight of Gotham, and a brand new Grey's Anatomy on ABC at 8 p.m. My pick for the night, though, is The Hollywood Medium with Tyler Henry. That's on E at 8 p.m. Tyler connects with Anne Heche's brother, who passed, and apparently what is billed as an extremely emotional reading that leaves Anne Heche even unable to continue. And then the second part of the episode is something I've been looking forward to for since they teased this whole season. Dr. Drew, who is of course the famous TB psychologist, he sets up a neural scan to find out what actually happens in Tyler's brain while he's doing a reading, which is going to be, I think, super, super interesting. So that is again tonight on E at 8 p.m. And then, you know, we're getting into we've got some playoffs for the NBA. We've got playoffs for hockey. There's a brand new Superstore on NBC at 8 p.m. Brand new Big Bang Theory at 8 p.m. on CBS as well. And then I would say after that, go for some Netflix and chill, because then the rest gets to being a lot of reality type stuff. So if you like Project Runway, that's new. But if you don't, then go to Netflix and chill.
Speaking of something that's new, a new way for you to jumpstart your weight loss, if you haven't heard or considered my focus on Calitrin. Calitrin, the natural way, been in business, this company, it's a family company. They discovered or sort of created the stimulant-free use of collagen protein to promote healthy, lean muscle mass and pushing out the fat. That's how you have the weight loss. And the good thing about this is that you stay with it and you lose the weight and keep it off. That's the secret. Keep it off. So go to toploss.com for your 90-day supply. Get another 90 days free plus free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. Check the box for DJV, DJV, at toploss.com. No matter what the deal, it's a great deal because you lose the weight and you keep it off staying on the program. Taken consistently, that'd be my recommendation. Get it at toploss.com. 10 before the hour.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour of the DJB program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, who is our watcher of all things technical here. We've got some binge-watching news to report to you and what it does for you. I guess it depends on what you're binge-watching, isn't it,
Victoria? Yeah, well, depending on what you're watching. You. Yep, exactly. According to a new study, published in the journal Science Advances, watching too much coverage of domestic terrorism can cause people to develop symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. And those symptoms, in turn, can cause people to seek out even more upsetting coverage in the future, which creates a cycle that can be hard to break. Now, this research comes from the University of California at Irvine, and this is a team of psychologists there. They spent 3 years collecting data from over 4,000 U.S. residents about media consumption and mental health. The cycle began with the Boston Marathon bombings in 2013. Now, after that happened, which was heavily, heavily covered on social media, I remember when that happened, I was listening on a live police feed on through Twitter, and a lot of people were listening to police scanners and all kinds of things that were available online, where that really hadn't been the case before that. And so the research at that time showed that people who watched an average of 6 hours of daily coverage of the Boston Marathon bombing in the week following the attack had actually more stress than those who were even there in person who witnessed the event. And so the team found that the more people saw about the bombings, the more distressed they became about future negative events, and the people who were also most worried about future negative events were the ones who consumed the most media coverage of the next domestic terrorism event, which was the 2016 Orlando nightclub shooting. And this new study focused on those specific two acts of domestic terrorism. But the team is also looking into whether the same patterns hold true for people who binge watch coverage of natural disasters like hurricanes and Hurricane Irma. They've started studying people who, you know, followed that really closely as well. And the researchers say there's still plenty of questions remaining. For one, we don't know what kind of media, whether it's television versus online media, is the most harmful, or whether sounds and images together or separately is the most distressing thing for people to watch. But essentially, the key takeaway is it's not good to consume negative media about anything, whether it's domestic terrorism or it's, you know, if you sit there and have your TV running the same clip, whether it's Notre Dame on Monday, which I watched, just you feel so helpless, and I think that's part of the problem. And then I found myself flipping to different networks for a better angle of the fire, and I completely see where this is going. But you get sucked in because obviously it's human nature to want to know what's going on. But essentially, all the researchers are saying you have to have some moderation with any bad news, and binge watching negative things on TV, especially domestic terrorism or, you know, natural disasters, is something that we really need to step back from because it has very long-term and serious ramifications.
Well, it's pretty amazing what people subject themselves to and for what reason, that would be the question. Here's the new high-tech story of the 2020 Corvette that's coming out in July.
The Geek Out. The CEO of General Motors has now confirmed the worst-kept secret in the automotive industry. The next Corvette will evolve into a mid-engine design and will officially be revealed later this summer. Now, the icon of American sports cars has always had its engine under the hood in front of the driver. But by putting it behind the driver, mid-engine, engineers can create a far more balanced sports car, like you see in a Ferrari or Lamborghini. Car and Driver hints there will be several versions, starting with a 500-horsepower base model, and will top out with a hybrid version with 1,000 horsepower. Now, for the last year or so, we've seen all sorts of spy pics with it heavily disguised, but we will finally get to see the 2020 mid-engine Corvette on July 18th.
Right now at Banana Republic Factory, save big with 50 to 70% off the entire store. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses and polos starting at $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
All right, let's get to this. This is kind of an amazing story about Game of Thrones, Victoria.
Yeah, Game of Thrones returned to HBO last Sunday night. It was the season 8, the final season. It was the premiere. It had some of the highest ratings of the entire series, with 17.4 million viewers watching on HBO. However, here's the bad news. 55 million people watched it in a pirated, illegal fashion. So that means illegal streams and downloads and torrents in the first 24 hours. And so this is really bad news for HBO. The most pirated country was India. Roughly 10 million views came from India, which they say is most likely due to the fact that it's difficult to access HBO in India. And then China was number two, 5 million pirated views, because they only air a censored version over there. So
of course they do. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. 59 past the hour. Tech Talk time on the DJV show.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.